Well, they say when you are learning something or studying something or practicing mm-hmm. something, whether it's music or sports, if you are with people who are better than you are, then you learn your skills.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I was definitely the weakest link on the team by far. And I don't know, it was just so much fun playing with people that are better than you. They were all so supportive. All the sophomores and juniors and seniors there. I mean, I bet it was definitely frustrating at times to play with someone that's younger than them, not as good as them, not as strong or fast. But I had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you have to remember that when you're a junior and a mm-hmm. senior and that scared freshman comes on. Do you play a specific position?
Yeah, I've been playing defense, center defense specifically, pretty much the whole time I've been playing club soccer. I've played it for all my schools. I'm trying to branch out into more of an attacking position, just so if I do think about playing soccer for college, I can be a more well-rounded athlete.
Yes. Well, and if that forward person gets injured, you can
step right in.
I bet the goalie appreciates you being there, though.
Yeah, for sure. I'm super tight with my club goalie. She's always like, you better not let me touch the ball. So, you know, it's fun.
And when you do your workouts, because I imagine that it doesn't just involve playing soccer on a field, you probably have to do some other types of workouts to get in shape to play this kind. What's the hardest type of exercise or workout you have to do?
Well, during our club season, we would have two practices a week, each for about 2 hours. And on Mondays was our conditioning day. My field where we would practice was right next to Ocean Beach, which is a giant beach in California. And there are these great sand dunes.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Yep. Big old sand dunes. Super steep. Sand is super loose. And we ran up those sand dunes probably for 45 minutes.
So sand
every
sprints.
Every week, sand sprints, squats, agility, speed work. It was...
And of course, the irony is not lost on me that the first thing you had on your list of 10 things that you love about where you live is beach. So at that moment, was it, oh boy, you know, I wish I was living on a hard surface area where they couldn't do this to me?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. By the end of the practice, all of my whole team is like, we are never going to the beach again, ever. Yeah. I mean, beach, when I think of beaches during the season, I'm like, I do not want to go. That is not where I'm going. I do not want to be there. Doesn't matter the weather. Doesn't matter who's there. I am not going.
Yeah.
But out of season, I love it. It's great. Yeah.
Okay, final question, because fuel is a big part of being an athlete. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Oh, that's good. It's got to be something chocolate for sure.
Chocolate needs to be involved. Yeah. Double chocolate or chocolate chips.
Well, I had the brownie batter at JP Licks, and I was very happy with
that. All you needed to do was throw some chocolate sauce on top.
Absolutely.
So that set went out to your parents, and we're going to continue. I'm going to play some music of musicians who are going to be playing locally in the near future. So if people like what you hear, I will let you know where you can hear these musicians. We are starting out with Jennifer Truesdale, who will be having a CD release party at the Burn, which is the local Irish pub, and they are a strong supporter of musicians. She has a CD release party on April 27th. So I hope you like what you hear.
Out the window, watched you walk away. Told myself I wasn't gonna cry. I sat down to write a symphony, but it didn't turn out right. And oh, I just need you. I need you tonight. I took a walk outside this morning in the sweet, sweet summer rain. Watched the children laughing as they played, oh so joyful in their game. But you know I couldn't feel the same. Oh, no matter how I tried. And oh, I just need you. I need you tonight. Sad and melancholy.
I need you tonight. Oh, honey, I need you. I said I need you tonight. Oh, baby, I need you. I said I need you tonight. Come on home, baby. what it takes. It takes everything. It costs us all we have. This
looking at me. I can see her eyes looking from the page of a magazine. She makes me feel like I could be a tower, big stone tower, yeah. The power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be.
In the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo.
When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey, lady, will you marry me?
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. But I said, no. The one for me.
Ooh-hoo.
And my heart hit a problem in the early hours, so I stopped it dead for a beat or two.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. But I cut some cord and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years.
Ooh-hoo.
So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo.
Now I won't come back, cause it's all so happy, and now I got a hole for the world to see, yeah.
Ooh-hoo.
And it said no, 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 no. Said no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. Said no, no, you're not the one for me.
Okay, well, that was the unmistakable sound of KT's Tunstall and Black Horse and the Cherry Tree. That goes out to my fellow DJ, my good friend, my overall just life supporter out there, Ryan Doyen. He is going to be covering something about the women next Saturday. He has introduced me to so much good music over the time that I have been on the station. My favorite thing in the summer is to actually take the time slot after his show, and he passes off the microphone, as I like to say, on Fridays. I can sleep until noon, but I wake up at 7 so I can listen to Music Savage Show, which is on Fridays between 7 and 9. And so KT Tunstall is a musician that he introduced me to. KT Tunstall is going to be playing sometime soon I will tell you when I decided to play something different. So I played Suddenly I See, and then I realized I just could not play this musician without playing my favorite song, Black Horse and the Cherry Tree. KT Tunstall will be playing at Sinclair on May 19th. So if you like what you hear, that's where you can find KT Tunstall, as well as some of the other musicians that I just played. Before that, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. That was What It Takes from the album Years. We'll be at Atwoods on April 27th, which is amazing because she and her band have been playing at, totally blanking, but not in the Cambridge Somerville area. They've been playing over in Boston, so it's nice to have them local. Before that was B. Miller, Fire and Gold, Not an Apology. My nieces recognize that song, so hello. And she has a sold out show at Sinclair on April 29th, and then started out with Jennifer Truesdale, who's at the Burn for a CD release party on April 27th. That was Heard You Tonight. Okay, Liv, you are up. Hi, Liv.
Hi.
So you have been doing, as Sophie had mentioned, some surfing, and you actually are involved in a program and did a TED Talk and stuff like that. Can you tell us a little bit about some of that?
Yeah, so I work as a SILT instructor, or a surf instructor leadership trainer, at City Surf Project.
And I'm going to have you go a little closer to the microphone so that people out there can hear you. Oh, you know what? Okay, it would help if I had the right microphone on. Let's try that again.
Yeah, so I work as a SILT instructor at City Surf Project in San Francisco. It's a nonprofit organization that teaches underserved youth in the Bay Area how to surf, and we kind of provide them with mentors and life training along the way, too.
Those are some powerful skills. So as you know, this show is about something about the women, and so we really promote women in music. And the reason we did that is because women were underrepresented. As a lifelong runner, I have found that there has been an increase in the women in the running population. How do you feel out on your surfboard? What does that feel like in terms of women out there on the ocean? And
yeah, so traditionally, surfing hasn't been a female-dominated sport, and I think that's not great. I mean, surfing is the best sport in the world, and we should all get like an equal chance to experience it and be represented in it. So in recent years, surfing has exploded, like from the female perspective, and WSL, the World Surfing League, has created equal pay for their female surfers in the last year, which I think is awesome. And just being out in the ocean and seeing more young girls and more just females in general paddling out with you is just super inspiring. I'm no longer like the only girl out with a bunch of guys in a lineup, which is super awesome. More people to talk to.
Yeah, yeah. That is just amazing to hear. I do remember being out in California, and I don't know if you remember this, but we were at the beach together, and you were still kind of in the novice stage, and you had taken your surfboard, and there was a first set of waves, and then there was a second set of waves, and you were a little nervous to go beyond the first set of waves to the second set of waves, and it turns out that the first set of waves were the harder ones to get past. Is that typical in surfing, that the ones closer to shore are more difficult to get past, or was that it?
Paddling out is always a challenge for me, especially because I'm not super big, so it's hard for me with my weight to stay on my board a lot of the time. So there's the inside set, and then there's the outside set when you're surfing. And in order to get to the outside set, which is the good waves, the long ones that you want to ride in, you have to go past the inside set, which is basically just white water. It's not really waves, and they definitely push you back as you're trying to paddle through them, so it's frustrating, it's hard, but it's worth it once you get out to the outside.
Right.
So, yeah.
And then there's the illusion of kind of distance from the shore, right? So you might feel more vulnerable further away, but actually the surfing is better.
It's definitely better. It's, I mean, being farther from shore is a good thing because you know your ride's going to be longer. But it's definitely better. If you can get to the outside, the waves, they're bigger, they're smoother, they're better. So you want to get out there. It's hard though.
It takes some upper body work.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. So I'm not going to ask you the same question that I asked Sophie about nutrition, but I know how much you really embrace early morning, and I hope we're all laughing out there. What is your favorite wake up coffee drink?
A plain old iced latte. I probably drink one every morning before school. I'm addicted. So definitely the best.
Coffee prep for college?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Got my Nespresso.
Think about some of the East Coast colleges that you've come to visit.
I like them. It's different than California. It's a big, scary process. But so far, the ones I've seen on the East Coast have been pretty cool. So you never know.
You could be driving distance from Auntie.
We'll see.
We'll see. So we have a program coming up in 2 weeks on May 4th called Live Music. And we have a whole list of musicians. And some of them are going to be featured on, well, they're going to be here between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. And speaking to the Something About the Women, we have Danielle Moralia, who will be performing with Lisa Bastoni. Following that is Lily Black. And then later on, we will have Flight of Fire. So I'm really excited about the whole day. I'm excited to be here to welcome these live musicians into our station. I'm really excited that we're supporting them and they are supporting us. And this has been just a labor of love. So, yes, we have this happening on May 4th. It will be between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. All of your regular DJs will be here. We'll just be hosting people. So I'm going to play a few of these musicians, and I hope you like what you hear, and I really hope that you join us for this event.
Join us here live, 9 to 5, on Saturday, May 4th, for our first ever WMFO Live Music Day. Yes, tune in to 91.5 FM starting at 9 a.m. to hear the Cast Irons, Anthony Kaczynski, Peter Parsek, Danielle Moralia, Lisa Bastoni, 61 Ghosts, Lily Black, Will Daly, Flight of Fire, and Celebutante. They'll all be performing live on the air from Studio A and Studio D. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, live, local, freeform, community radio.
Round is white, sky is black. Nothing but ice on the subway track. Straight and narrow path, got a big old crack. The ones who bought the halos want their money back. But I'm alright if you're alright. I'm alright if you're alright. I'm alright if you're alright. It's so dark I can see the light. Empty cash is gone. There's a beggar in a high rise with a three-piece on. And everybody's saying it won't be long. Cause Santa's in drag and he's singing a song. But I'm alright if you're alright. I'm alright if you're so dark I can see the light. Like a rocket, no money down. Here's the last bill in my pocket, let me buy a round. One big boat in the muddy ground. Nobody sleeps alone at rock bottom now. So dark I can see the light. I can see the light.
I can see the light.
I can see the light.
I can see the light.
I can see the light.
I can see the light.
I can see the light.
cards on the table. Putting my cards on the table. Oh, I'm putting my cards on the table.
Here live, 9 to 5, on Saturday, May 4th, for our first ever WMFO Live Music Day. Yes, tune in to 91.5 FM starting at 9 a.m. to hear the Cast Irons, Anthony Kaczynski, Peter Parsek, Danielle Moralia, Lisa Bastoni, 61 Ghosts, Lily Black, Will Daly, Flight of Fire, and Celebutante. They'll all be performing live on the air from Studio A and Studio D. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, live, local, freeform, community radio.
Okay, so again, that was a promotion for our live day, which is on May 4th. We have a number of musicians coming in here. I played from the group of musicians coming here, Lily Black, that was So Lonely. Following that was Lisa Bastoni, Weightless, who will be performing with Danielle Moralia, See the Light. And then ended that set with Flight of Fire, My Last Gamble. So I am really looking forward to live day on May 4th. I hope you'll join us from 9 to 5. Speaking of joining us, I have Sophie and Liv back on the microphone. We are going to finish our list of 10 favorite things about California. Who's next?
I'm up. So the next part of our list is the sports teams in California.
Whoa, that is brave to say in the home of the Red Sox, the Celtics, the Bruins, and oh, who am I forgetting? Oops,
I'm
sorry.
Definitely not the
Patriots,
most
Patriots.
Sports educated person.
I have to say the Golden State Warriors are repeat national champions. I don't know how many times they've won because we've won so many times.
Who are the Golden State Warriors? What do they play?
Our basketball team.
A basketball.
Steph Curry is the best shooter in the NBA, and we've had him for many years. He hasn't played for another professional team in his career, and we're awesome. So it's cool to be in rep in the Bay. We're really good at basketball.
Are you still playing at Candlestick Park? The Giants, are they still playing there?
The Giants play at AT&T Park.
Oh.
And the 49ers play at Levi Stadium.
Wow, so there are things going on. So, what's number 7?
Number 7 on our list is the tide pools. So that is our annual family tradition. Mm-hmm. We drive down to Half Moon Bay every year, and we've been doing this since I was a baby. We have pictures from every year that we go, and it's just this beautiful stretch of tide pools, and you can pick up all the crabs, look at all the starfish. There's so many little animals. I mean, we're lucky if we get good weather, but a lot of the times it's been a little foggy, maybe even a little rainy when we go, so you got to watch out. But no, it's beautiful, all these animals.
And did I miss, wait, when do you go to the tide pools? What's the tradition?
Well, we just go every year whenever we've got
the
time.
Normally.
It's usually in the winter, yeah. And we've been going since we were kids, so.
That sounds pretty spectacular.
Yeah, and then of course after, as our reward, we go to Barbara's Fish Trap.
Oh, that's a family
delicious
favorite.
Delicious family favorite. Absolutely. We get the fish and chips. I've never really been a big seafood fan, so I've been getting the chicken nuggets.
Okay, well, there's
delicious
time to change.
Absolutely,
there's still
delicious
hope for you. They
yeah
put Woodman's to shame.
Yeah.
Okay, number 8.
We have cable cars.
Cable cars.
We live in San Francisco, home of the cable car. No other city has them. And I mean, I don't have very much personal experience with riding cable cars, but just like hearing them go up and down the streets in San Francisco and like watching them, it's kind of a cool part of our history and like a part of our identity as San Franciscans. So I don't know. I think it's pretty cool.
You just experience, you live in their environment. You don't have to hop on them, but you see them as you're going through your day-to-day routine. There used to be a commercial that was Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat, and I think it had a cable car in it.
I don't know.
we'll find it on the YouTubes. Number nine.
Yeah, so number nine is skiing. Sorry, excuse me. I have never really been big on skiing ever since I had quite a traumatic accident when I was about 8 years old. Both skis flew off. I had a big black eye. I mean, it was not great, but I have gotten better. We always go to Tahoe. Olivia is definitely a super good snowboarder, loves the snow. We always go up. We have a brown house is what we call it, our little family cabin in Tahoe. And it's good to have a good balance between living in the city and having the opportunity to go and do things that you love, even though it's not directly in the city. One of the perks of having such diverse climate in California.
Close proximity. So you ski and you snowboard.
Yes. Snowboard. Oh, yeah.
I tried snowboarding once. I thought it would be nice. Minimalist, less equipment.
It's the superior
sport. Not at all.
I can't agree with that.
I really like skiing. So, number 10.
Number 10 would be the different parks and stuff in San Francisco.
Oh, you came up with a number 10. So originally there was not a number 10, was there?
I just thought of that right
California
now.
California
education. 9 on a scale of 10.
I think all the parks are a super cool part of living in San Francisco. I know with my friends, especially in the summers, we always, like, a bunch of us will get together and we'll get a bunch of food from Safeway or Whole Foods or whatever, and we'll go sit on a sunny day in Golden Gate Park in the meadows, or we'll go sit on Dolores Park, and there's a beautiful view of the whole city from Dolores and a ton of good food right there.
So that natural landscape in the urban environment.
It's so nice.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you so much for coming on here with me. This really was really spectacular.
Yeah, thank you for
I love us. Having you both on here. I am going to play one song. I have a shout out to a listener who calls in, and he, last time I was on, asked for the Andrews Sisters, and I am really not familiar with the Andrews Sisters, but I do listen to a lot of music that are sister performers. In fact, we had one on today. Who did it? Oh, it was Chaim, Little of Your Love. That is a sister duo. So I have a song by Sister Sadie. I hope that my listener out there likes what I am playing. And let's see if I can get that one started.
Oh,
Okay, so that was Sister Sadie Falling for my friend who likes the Andrews Sisters. Other sister acts that I listen to are Secret Sisters and First Aid Kit. I have another minute left for my lab before my last song, and then it'll be Brian Young here, Crash Course for the Ravers, and he has guests in the station, High End, and or is it High End?
Yeah,
H-I-E-N-D.
The High End.
The High End. So Sophie and Liv are back on the mic. They have a couple of shout outs there.
Yeah, so quick shout out to my close friend Nick Katz from San Francisco. Thanks for listening.
And I just want to shout out our grandma, Mimi, Kirsten's mom.
Mimi!
Shout out for her, too, because she's listening right now.
Uh-huh. And yeah, so you, anybody listening in now, good for you. Anybody who wants to listen in later on, there is a way of going on WMFO.org and listening after the fact. And just as a reminder, some of the musicians that I played will be heard locally. Jennifer Truesdale, I Need You Tonight, will be at the Burin on April 27th for CD release party. B. Miller, sold out show at the Sinclair. But as Ryan Doyne says, if there's a will, there's a way. Sinclair, April 29th. After that, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers will be at Atwoods, April 27th. I know where I'll be that night. And then KT Tunstall will be at Sinclair, May 19th. And then we have our live day here, WMFO, May 4th. It'll be from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. And you'll hear people like Lily Black, Lisa Bastoni, Danielle Moralia, and Flight of Fire. I'm going to end with Della May, who can be heard at the Sinclair also on May 4th. So if you're feeling lots of music that day, go listen to Della May at the Sinclair May 4th. And this is off of her album, This World. Huh, I don't know if I spelled it in right. But enjoy this and stay tuned for Brian Young, Crash Course for the Ravers.
I've seen
just leave, sir.